like best white women or colored women. I said, well, they're all the women to me, and I love them all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she laughed. She says, and they want to know it. I have to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go around picking folks. What am I going picking for? You like one, you like the other. So, she says, now, she says, you're alone. What are you going to do? I said, you'll do nothing. She says, I mean, are you going to have another friend? I says, maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not going to run around and look for him. He says, supposed to look for you. I said, well, that's the business. So she says, what else did she ask me? How did I come to know you? They all wants to know. I says, well, Joan was a little girl and I was a big girl. He says, know Joan's mother? I said, yes, I had to know Joan's mother. That's why I knew Joan. He says, I was a mother. His mother's okay. Mother's a very nice woman. He says, did she find out you was a lesbian? I said, yeah, I told her. She didn't like it too well. She wasn't particular about it, but naturally I was on one side of the fence and she on the other, so there was nothing she could do. Oh, she, Mama was hard about it. Mama wasn't particular at all. And you see, that time I didn't care whether Mother was particular. I wasn't after Mama, so it didn't bother me in the least. And then Jason died.
Okay, this is Joan Lesso again, and now it's January, what's the date, January 19th?
Oh,
January 18th, 1981, with Mabel Hampton.
Right.
Okay, Mabel, you mentioned someone at the table you've never mentioned before,
Ismay. Well, I think I met her in 1920. And we became very good friends. Anyhow, she was very strict. She became my sweetheart, and we had nice times together. She was very strict.
What does that mean, Mary?
Well, strict, well, I don't want you to speak to any man or go with any man, blah blah. Well, I wasn't about to do that no how. She didn't have to tell me. So there was so many.
How did you meet her?
I can't remember now how I met her. I knew I had to meet her at somebody's party, because I was running to parties quite often.
What were the parties like, Mabel?
Well, the parties was just like fact that they are today. Someone says, what are you doing tomorrow? Says, oh, girlfriend of mine is having a party. You want to go to that party?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I love parties.
It's true. I'm in the middle of taping. Is this Lucy?
Well, suppose you, it's this week.
I'm doing a taping.
If you have time, it's
stop past the house and we'll take you. I said, all right. So I was alone and had quite a few of the gay friends around, so we decided we'd go up there. And I think I have a picture somewhere of this woman. Uh-huh. And she was there. Yes, I do have a picture. So she was there. And she asked me, did I have any friends, girlfriends? I don't know. Yeah, I had quite a few of them, but there was no sweethearts or nothing. So she says, I like you very much. Okay. So we decided next day we stayed there and we had, what did I drink? I never drank nothing but maybe a little wine and tea or something like that. So we I told her that I worked. I worked for, who did I work for then? At that time, I was working for Mrs. Parker. She had two beautiful children, one a blonde, the other a brunette. One with long, wavy, golden hair, light hair, and the other one with short, brown, Buster Brown hair. So I used to always take them to the show and took care of them. I cook or clean the house. She was a very, Mrs. Parker, and Mr. Parker was very nice. They'd go away hunting ducks and what else, something else they hunted, bring them back home. And they'd go away overnight, and the kids and I was there. We had a lovely time.
Did they know you were a lesbian, Mabel?
No, they didn't know nothing about me. They didn't know, they knew I took care of good the children. And the children liked me, see? And we were all children together. So the girls would come up to see me, you see? Put the children out in the backyard. They'd go out there and they'd play and carry on. While me and my girlfriend, we'd make love in there, see, behind the kids' back. So one day, it was funny. I hadn't seen this man in quite a couple of weeks. So she came in and she went to kiss me. Must have got good to her. And the kid walks in. The kid looked from, kid's around 8 years old. Kid looked from her to me. I winked my eye at the kid. See, and she laughed and ran out. I wasn't to see the last of that. So I said, now you mustn't kiss me in front of the children because they may suspect something. Yeah, the kids don't know nothing. I said, they don't know nothing. They know more than you do. So we used to go. I said, something tells me I better get a room. I lived in. So getting paid nicely. Rooms then wasn't like they are now. So I goes in, goes out the next day, a couple of days, easy to get a room. I got one room, and there was a bed, the table, the chair. It was a couch, the table and a chair, and I had some music there. The woman was very nice. In fact, I hadn't known this woman before, but nothing really good. So I got the room, paid for the room, went on back. That night I told Ismay, I says, I have a room. She says, why you get a room? I said, well, you know, the kids walked in on us. They'd been the same thing if we'd been in the bed. See? So you do, I don't push nothing in front of the children's face. So at nighttime, at 8 o'clock, if they said my 8, I'd be home. They're in the room. So she'd come up there and get undressed and we'd make love and we have a ball. So,
what year was this about?
I imagine that was in 1925. Because I met Lillian in 1932. So we went together.
Oh, tell us what you were telling us about the parties, how you'd go to a party and what would happen.
Yeah, we were, so we would have chance to go to a nice party. So we went to quite a few of them, and we seen quite a few things. Because them days, if whoever come in there, they knew you knew what was all about and wasn't necessary hiding anything. If they wanted to kiss you, they kiss you and feel you, they feel you, see.
Was it men and women?
No, all these was women. I haven't been hooked up with a many men.
I mean gay men?
No, gay men. I know quite a few of them because I had one case of when I was in Jersey City before I met Ismay, I was in the show. And I used to visit Jersey City quite often. So there was four men. These was four gay men. Now I knew what they were, but they didn't know what I was. See, so they. Whenever I'd come around them, I used to go and see Mother and talk to Mother. Mother just loved me. One of them, his name was Piggy, Henry Pigman, Pigman, and we called him Piggy. And Mother used to always say to him, "Where is Mabel?" And he said, "Oh, she'll be here." And he didn't want me to be around him at all because I knew how those gay, from the show, I knew how those gay men act and what they was. So it seems like they would, when I come around, they'd be whispering and talking and holding hands, and I pretend I didn't see it, you know. I look upside the house at a big porch. Mama would sit there, and she would, Mama didn't know nothing. And Peggy would say, "Mama, Mabel is coming." And I see her coming. So she says, "Grind." I bring Mama some damn ice cream and sit there and cross my leg and talk to Mama. And they, there were four of them. And those four wouldn't say boo as long as I was around. And I made sure that they'd be around a lot. Keep them from talking.
Go back to the party you went with Ismay, the old women parties. Just talk more about that, because women are interested in what it was like.
So Ismay, you said, "Mabel, you better, we have a party to go to." One night they say, "We have a party to go to." So Mama says, "What party?" "Oh, it's a birthday party," she says. Okay, we went to this party, and it was 7 o'clock.
What did you wear? What would you wear?
I always dressed in a suit. Sometimes a white suit, a gray suit, the skirt. Oh, they I don't know. They always say I look good in a suit and a, you know, gray skirt. No, I didn't wear pants. See, I don't know why I didn't until years later when I started wearing the pants. But I always dressed in a suit, a shirt, white shirt, and the pants, skirt, and a jacket, see. And I wore, on my head, I wore a cap. And I had long hair then, and I slid that cap on the side. And I was vamping all the women around the place.
What did Ismay wear?
I have to show you her picture. I think she wore, did she have a cap on? I have to find, yeah, she wore a dress. But I have to find that picture. Mm-hmm. I have it somewhere because I think I've seen it not long ago.
What did she call you, Mabel? Did she call you Mabel?
Oh, no. No. She called me Mabel. See, after all, she was a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
See. And, but I had never went with any, had no intercourse or anything with any woman that was a foreigner. I didn't know about them. I thought they were all nice. But she could get very nasty, especially when they see me
vamping,
putting my black eyes on somebody else. Then trouble starts.
Tell me about the party. Okay, so you're at the party. What kind of music? Do you remember the music? What kind of records?
Now, we had, at that time, they had, what's many records? It was Player Piano, you see? And they have all these, what do you call those?
Yeah,
and you put the long thing on there, hook
cylinder,
it on the, on the piano, and they'd play, and we'd dance. Sometimes the girls would get up there and make pretend they were playing, see? And we went to one
when
of those.
When you say the girls, who do you mean?
I mean all the women of the gay women.
Yeah, right, because you were all gay,
them,
right?
Yeah, because we were always gay. We didn't mess around with nobody else. See, I about the only one would, you know, see other people. I always was hooked up with non-gay people for no reason of mine. They just took, they liked with me. And the people I work, all of them, they liked me, and so it was okay.
At the party, what kind of food was there? Do you remember?
Oh, we had fried chicken, fish, and things like that. And we'd have, to drink, we would have, wine. Was it beer? I know it was wine and some more. Something else we would have, lemonade, different things like that. See, we didn't get high or nothing like that.
Do you remember some of the women's names? Just their names?
Well, right this minute, now there was, beside myself and Ismay, there was Viola, there was... I'm getting them mixed up. See, Viola, another girl.
It's hard to remember.
Yeah, I can't even remember exactly. But see, if I had my little books, I got my little books home and got names, because I had names. I have 5 or 6 books home, and the names, addresses, and everything was in there.
Were they like in mom pop couples? You know, butch femme couples? Was
no. No, they all went with women, but they didn't branch off or nothing.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, but was it clear, like, we joke around about Butch and Femme, like, you and Lillian,
They would kid each other about different women and all like that. But you see, there was, most of them were kind of jealous at those days. See, they wasn't free like the people are now.
So they had their women.
You came with yours, and you didn't mess up with nobody else's, or else yours would knock your block off. So,
what did they do? Do you remember what work some of the women did?
Oh, yeah, most of them, they worked in factories, and some of them, and a lot of girls were in the show, and they danced at night at the Cotton Club, and at the... Garden of Joy, like that.
Did others work in domestic service like you did?
Very few of them. Very few of them.
Did you know anyone else in your whole life, maybe who was a lesbian and also worked the way you worked?
Work where I work?
You know, work doing the same kind of work you did.
No, I don't think I know too many.
Really?
I didn't know too many because I didn't pal around with too many people.
Mm-hmm.
See? I always stuck with just one or two, and I got the names all in my little books. I looked at my little books the other night, and I would leave home, and Sundays and come into New York to, you know. So how Piggy and the other guys found out I was gay. Girl, friend of theirs says, I want to give Mabel a birthday, a surprise birthday party. So they agree, sarcastic-like. And so they prepared it. Now, this part of us to be in Jersey City. Mm-hmm. I forget the girl's name who... Now, she knows that I'm gay, but they don't know it. They don't know a thing about it. So I was supposed to be there about 9 or 10 o'clock. And now they told them, this woman is gay. She's okay. It wasn't gay at that time. She goes with women, and she's a lesbian. She's a butch.
She's a butch.
And she's a lesbian, and she goes with women. And she has her own girlfriend with her. But they don't know they're talking about me. Mm-hmm. See, because of all these many years they've seen me, I've been alone. I come there and kid mother and kid them. And they sat all hugged up. Some of them want to hold hands and couldn't do it because I was there. And I just rubbed it in. I used to call Viola, go past Viola's house. Viola Belfield was her name. I escape is wild. I said, I'm going down there and keep them from holding hands for the rest of the afternoon. She says, Mabel, don't bother. I said, sure, well, what do I care? I said, I don't like them no how.
Why didn't you like them, Mabel?
Well, they were men. I didn't bother with them. So finally, I got there around 7 or 8 o'clock, and it was later than that, because when I came in, I was pushed into another room in Piggy's house. They have a private house. So everything was there and everything was ready. They had the drinks and everybody had their friend and everything. So these four boys was there with their sweethearts, you know, and everything. So I can see that thing now. They opened the door after everybody got there, and this is, I want to introduce you to the greatest lesbian there is. All eyes focus on the door. When I walked in, Piggy fell out. He says, no. She says, yes. It's your friend Mabel. Well, why didn't you tell us? Why did you tell us? Why did you put that? Oh, I said, I've been that thing all my life. You all just were stupid, that's all. I said, what do you think? I'll come over here to see you. I don't need to see you all. So from then on, I was Mr. Hampton, Mr. Hampton, Mr. Hampton, Mr. Hampton's, great God. And right on up until I met Lillian right into New York. And they used to sit and tell Lillian how I pulled the wool over their eyes. And they said, well, that's my Mabel.
Mabel, if you had dreams that you would have liked to do in your life,
I'd do the same thing.
You never regretted being alive.
No, why would I regret it? I got along nice from the people I worked for. One woman I worked for, she was very nice. She, this is after I met Lillian. I met her little before I met Lillian. And she was, her name was, her son, I used to walk with him. He was a violinist, and their names were Katims, K-A-T-I-M-E-S, I-N-S, and he's well known. He married, and I was with him when he married, and I took care of his first child for a while. His mother taught me, used to take me down to the Little Red Schoolhouse on 42nd Street and 9th Avenue, somewhere down there. And I used to pose nude. Yeah, she was an artist. She's a marvelous woman. But she was so vain, so strict. I think she was a Russian Jew, see. And she had three boys and one girl. The boys was in, I think, was a three, yes, was three, wait a minute, yeah. What was his name? Seymour became a very powerful union man. Milton became the system conductor to Arthur Wallenstein. And he played at all the great places. He was on the WOR. And the other one was the most brilliant pianist I ever heard. I used to sit for hours and listening at him play the Black Key Etchet. That's a piece by what was that? I heard it not long ago. Well, anyhow, I'll come back to me some other time. And he was a brilliant pianist. He went all through Europe. He became a marvelous pianist. But mother She was all right. She was a lovely woman. But she idolized that first son. Mm. And he would play from 8 in the morning till 8 at night. Mm.
Did you ever work for people you didn't like? Did anyone
No.
use you?
I haven't worked for nobody that I didn't like. Because whenever I go to work for them, in place of them interviewing me, I interview them. I tell them point blank. I say, now, I'll work for you for 1 month. If I don't like you, I'll go on about my business. And I always wound it up working 3 and 4 years. See, they like me and I like them. One woman, I fell in love with her. Oh, that was terrible. That wasn't nice at all. But we went away and we had a nice time. I won't tell her name. Let her go.
Where did your love of music come from? Your love of classical music? I know you love it.
Well, I tell you, the music business came from the very first job I ever had. And I only went there. I went where his name Claude J. Bannigan, him and his mother. His mother was she was a middle-aged woman, and she never wanted her son to marry. He was a brilliant lawyer, and they had the place on Broadway, some across from Klein's store there. And she kept house. They had a private house. And she would, and I cooked, and she taught me how to cook and everything. And she'd sit down for hours and play the music and tell me to sit there and listen to it. And I began to love all kinds of music, opera. I never liked jazz too much. I never got around to that. But I just liked the, you know, classical music. And she'd sing and sing and sing. And I began to sing and sing and sing. And that's how I began to like music.
It's very important to you.
And I just love opera. Years later, I took it up for 5 years and got cold feet, wouldn't bother anymore. Then I took up singing I taught under Carnegie Hall.
No, keep talking, I'm going to come right back. I just need to get the camera. I'll be right back. I want to ask you something else, maybe.
Here they come.
If I ask you, who have been the important people in your life? Who have meant something for whatever reason? Who are the important people?
The important people in my life? People I worked for or people I didn't?
All the people, no, your choice. And you, if you look over your life, doesn't make any difference whether you worked for them or not. Who were the people who really meant something to you?
All of them meant something to me. They mapped out something. And I tried to follow by it. There was...
But people you loved. I mean, it doesn't have to be... Like, Lillian was important.
Who?
Lillian.
Well, naturally.
That's what I mean. People you loved. Not necessarily...
Oh, there was one person. Oh, I see. I think I see what you mean. The people that I loved. It was important. The making of me
exactly.
Is that one woman in... Coney Island. I can't right now call her name, but she is the beginning of me being a lesbian. I was no more than about 17, 18 years old. And she, I fell in love with her. I didn't know it was love, but I did. Well, now she's number one, the number two. It took a long time for me to get over losing her. And then there was, let's see, who else? I got to go right straight on through. There was one woman I worked for. I fell for her. And then there was a couple of girls in the show. I liked them very well, but I didn't bother too much. And then there was, then come Lillian. Of course, in between that, I used to go to the parties to Jackie Maber's house, and we had lovely times then. I met a couple of people there. But I didn't hold on to them. I got loose from them and just picking around. Then there was